Headaches. One of the main areas in medicine is the treatment of pain, and one of the main pain-related illnesses is headaches. That's what we are going to look at today. In particular, we will look at the three main types of headaches, the size and importance of each type, and we'll look at some of the ways to treat them. Okay? So, that's the three types, the size and importance of headaches, and finally, treatments. First, a quick overview. Now, you know that headaches are a very common problem. It's quite likely that some of you have a headache right now. If so, it is probably a tension type headache. These are the most common and usually the least painful. If you are unlucky, you may have a migraine headache. These are also quite common, though not so common as tension headaches. And usually they are much more painful. And finally, if you are very unlucky, you may have a cluster headache. But this is unlikely since they are rare and they are extremely painful. Now let's look at those in more detail. The tension headache is caused by tension. Let me spell that for you. T-E-N-S-I-O-N. The type of tension that causes these headaches could be stress, worry, tiredness, or anger. But it could also be things like the way you sit when you work on a computer. Or it could be that you are using glasses that are not right for your eyes. So there are many causes. These headaches are extremely common. About half of all adults get these headaches now and again, say less than one per month. One in six adults gets them more than once a month. Added together, it's about two-thirds of adults, 66%, that suffer from tension-type headaches. Treatment is with one of the common over-the-counter painkillers, such as aspirin or paracetamol, or Panadol as it's called. Most of the time, this is not a big problem, but for three people in every 100, these headaches are a big problem, because of their frequency. 3% of people have tension headaches more than 15 times a month, i.e. most days. For them, this is a chronic problem. Chronic, C-H-R-O-N-I-C, means it is a long-lasting, constant, or frequent illness. The second type of headache we are going to look at is the migraine headache. That's M-I-G-R-A-I-N-E. This affects different numbers in different countries, but the median number affected is about 7% of men and about 17% of women. Migraine headaches can last from 3 hours to 3 days, and attacks are most commonly once a month. But they can be once a week in some people, or once a year in others. They can be very painful and disturbing headaches, usually affecting one side of the head and giving a constant or pulsing strong pain. Usually, there are more symptoms than head pain. Along with the headache, there is often a sick feeling, dancing lights in the vision, and tingling which moves up the arm or leg. Treatment for these headaches can include aspirin and paracetamol or Panadol, again, but usually involves stronger painkillers. Also used are medicines which stop blood vessels from expanding. These are called triptans. That's T-R-I-P-T-A-N-S. ANS. The third and final type of headache we are going to look at is cluster headaches. I'll spell that one for you too. That's CLUSTER. Fortunately, these are rare. They affect less than 1 in 1,000 people. They are called cluster headaches since they come in clusters of several in a short time. A sufferer may not have a cluster headache for 30 years, but then suddenly gets several in just 1 week or a month. Cluster headaches are extremely painful. In fact, some experts say that they are the most painful illness known to man. They usually affect one side of the head, behind one eye, and they are so severe that they can cause the sufferer to commit violent acts. For example, some men may smash the walls or furniture. Some even commit suicide. They kill themselves. Treatment is with the drugs already mentioned, painkillers and triptans. But once the cluster headaches start, a sufferer is told to use the painkillers preventively. In other words, not to wait for another headache to start, but to take the painkillers each day, whether he or she has a headache or not. Okay, I want to summarize what I've said so far by pointing out that we've looked at three types of headache: the tension type, migraine, and cluster headaches, and that the more painful they are, the less common they are. You should notice that the most common by far is the tension type headache, and it is usually also the least painful. But the least common, the cluster headache, is among the most painful illnesses that people can suffer, and migraine is between the two, fairly common, and can be severe in terms of the pain it causes. Now next week, we're going to look at a different aspect.